So today we are very fortunate that we are having Her Grace Kaumodki Mataji to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mataji, thank you so much for your valuable association. So now I would like to hand over the call to you, Mataji. Now you can take over. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to purify myself. Thank you, Prithvilasini Mataji. Toito Madhi Mataji and Shyamarashika Mataji. I don't know, maybe there's maybe Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji or not, but this all the devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Om Gnana Timirandasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Kadasa Rupa. Hare Krishna. I am familiar for that. Kadarupa. Where is it? Again. Mandeham Sri Rupa Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Nandita Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Nandita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwapanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishwapadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini Namaste Saraswata Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadesha Tarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyayivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adhita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we are reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 19. The Lord instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Text number 242. So previously we have read so many nice class but given by Ramgiri Dari Prabhu and Ali Gadada, very, very wonderful class. And nicely described. So now we start in the Shiksha to Rupa Goswami is completed. Now we are almost end of the chapter. So text number 242. Tanre Alingiya Prabhu Noka Te Chodila Murchit hona te hu tahani porila. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. After embracing Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got into a boat. Rupa Goswami fainted and fell down on the spot. So in reference to this, after this instruction to Rupa Goswami is a Lord Chaitanya, whatever instruction he gave, he completed. And then he wanted to go to Prayag. So, Rupa Goswami is asking permission if he can also join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his tour. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, my instruction, your duty is to follow my instruction and my order. So you should go to Vrindavan because you are closer to Vrindavan. So go to Vrindavan, then stay there for some time, and then you can come to from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri through Bengal, like that. Go to Bengal and then come to Jagannath Puri. So after saying this, then Lord Chaitanya, he is embracing Rupa Goswami, and then he gets in a boat. And that's when this is what we are reading now. Dakshinatya Viprotane Garelo Nagela Tabe Dui Bhai Vrindavane Chalila. This Brahman, Vipra, the translation. The Brahman from Deccan took Rupa Goswami to his home, and thereafter the two brothers departed for Vrindavan. With Rupa Goswami was his younger brother, Anupam, and he was named Vallabhapata, Vallabha Malik. But so they sing, giving the name Anupam. He's a father of Jiva Goswami. So there's Sanatan Goswami, eldest, Rupa Goswami, and then this brother of them is Anupama. So now these two brothers departed for Vrindavan. So the Rupa Goswami and the Anupam. Sanatan Goswami was not released from the prison house. So that's why he is not there. Hare Krishna. Text number 42-44. Mahaprabhu chali chali aila Varanasi. चंद्रशेखर मिलीला ग्रामेर बाहिरे आसी. So after walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally arrived at Varanasi, where he met Chandrasekhar, who was coming out of the city. Then I will explain a little bit later. Text number 245. रात्रे ते हो स्वप्न देखे प्रभु आइला घरे प्रातः काले आसी रहे ग्रामेर बाहिरे. Translation: in a dream, Chandrasekhar had seen that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to his home. Therefore, in the morning, Chandrasekhar went outside the city to receive the Lord. It's very wonderful. The Lord, and before the Lord, Lord always came into his dream before coming in presence. Both are same, spiritual. Both are completely pure. Achambite Prabhu dekhi charane padila, anandita hona nija grihe lana gela. So when he saw Lord Chaitanya, then, while Chandrasekhar was waiting outside the city, he suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrive, and he fell down at the Lord's feet. Being very happy, he took the Lord to his home. Text number 247. Tapana Mishra Suni Asi Prabhu Re Milila Ishtagosti Kari Prabhu Ra Nimantrana Kaila. Tapana Mishra also heard news of the Lord's arrival in Varanasi, and he went to Chandrasekhar's house to meet him. After talking, he invited the Lord to take lunch at his place. Text 248. Nija Gare Lana Prabhure Bhiksha Karaila Bhattacharya Chandrasekhar Nimantrana Kaila. translation. Tapan Mishra took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his own house and gave him lunch. Chandrasekhar invited Balabhadra Bhattacharya to take lunch at his home. Text number 249. Bhiksha karana Mishra kahe Prabhu paya dhari. एक भिक्षा मागी मोरे देह कृपा करी. Translation. After offering lunch to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tapan Mishra begged a favor from the Lord and requested him to reward him mercy. Text number 250. यावत तुम्हारो होय काशी पूरे स्थिति मोर घर विना भिक्षा ना करीबा कति. Translation, Tapan Mishra said, as soon as your lordship stays in Varanasi, please do not accept an invitation from anyone but me. Text number 251. Prabhu jane na dina pancha sata se rohiva, sanyasi ra sangya bhiksha kahana kariva. Translation, it was known to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would remain there only 5 or 7 days. He would not accept any invitation that involved Mayavadi sannyasis. Text number 252. Eta suni tanra bhiksha kaila angikar vasanishtha kaila chandrasekhare ragare. Translation, with this understanding, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to accept lunch at his place, at the place of Tapan Mishra. The Lord made his residence at the home of Chandrasekhar. So I will explain up here. See them previously, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, now they are staying in the Kashi. I mean Varanasi Kashi, and that Varanasi Kashi is known as it's a seat of all the Mayavadi sannyasis. They are there. So previously, when Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar were living in the Navadvipa, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the instruction to go to Varanasi and stay there. But they didn't want to leave the association of Lord Chaitanya there, but then Lord Chaitanya said that I will come there. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to hear his tour to go to Vrindavan, so he came to the Varanasi first, and then he went to Vrindavan. So that was his first visit in Varanasi. And at that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing the same thing, chanting, dancing, kirtan, like that. And from the persons who are kind of not affected by Mayavada philosophy also joined that time. They were doing kirtan like that. So there was a head of this Mayavadi sannyasis. His name is Prakashananda Saraswati. So many people, they would invite the sannyasis, but then all the sannyasis go, all the sannyasis. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not go. He didn't want to be associated with Mayavadi sannyasis. So he wouldn't go. So then there was so many places, but he didn't go, and he just continued this sankirtan there, chanting and dancing and kirtan and with the Association of the Devotees. And so then he, Prakashananda Saraswati, he just considered Lord Chaitanya as a bhavuk, means a sentimental. And he said he is a sannyasi and he's not studying Vedanta. He should study Vedanta, but then he's just doing this like a sentimentalist. And so then there was one Brahmin there, he heard this, and that was a Maharashtrian Brahmin. And it pained him very much, the criticism of Lord Chaitanya that Prakashananda made. So then one time then he invited all the sannyasis to his house for prasad. And then he also came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come. And Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas to deliver all, you know, this especially. The others are all very easily. I mean, just by seeing Lord Chaitanya in ecstatic mood, seeing his beauty, and all this, so they became Vaishnava. But this Mayavadi is difficult ones. So that was for him to take a sannyas. And that started in Navadvipa. And he was teaching as a Nimai Pandit. He had a school and he was teaching to some students. So one time Lord Chaitanya was saying, Gopi, Gopi, some Gopi's name. So then one student criticized Nimai and said, why are you saying Gopi, Gopi? You should say Krishna, Krishna. So then Lord Chaitanya said, so then for that made him decide, this is pastime anyway, so that made him decide to take sannyas. Because he has to, for him, he wants to give love of Godhead to everyone. He didn't want to have anybody escaping from love of Godhead, receiving love of Godhead. So then he takes the sannyas. I'm just taking it very briefly. And then he goes to travel. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but then Nityananda then tricked him to go to Santipur, Advaita Acharya's place. And from there, all the devotees from Navadvipa, they also come there. Sachi Mata comes, and then first time Sachi Mata meets Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya meets Sachi Mata, paying obeisances and all that. And some days, few days, Lord Chaitanya stays, and then he goes. Here we come. So then this is why Lord Chaitanya took a sannyas. This is also one of the reasons. So here, Lord Chaitanya is now, he had made tour to the south, and then now he wants, then he went to Jagannath Puri, and then he's going to Vrindavan. So on the way of Vrindavan, he's coming to Varanasi. And this is what happened here. So now this Maharashtrian Brahma, he came and he's requesting him, please, and he says, because he has seen Lord Chaitanya before, and then he described in the assembly of those Mayavadi sannyasis that how he is Lord Chaitanya, he is Ishwara himself. It's very, very, very ecstatic dance, and by just seeing him, the glory of Krishna's name comes on my mouth, and I become so happy. So, but then Prakashananda Saraswati just say, no, he's just like the bhavuk, sentimentalist, and things like that. And he's just chanting and dancing with other bhavuk, and he doesn't study Vedanta like that. So this Brahman was very hurt. So then he's explaining to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this, that he says this, when I say, and I have invited all the sannyasis, so please come. He begs, please come. And Lord Chaitanya has already decided that he would go. But you know, now the he has the invitation. So then he say he will go. He agrees to go. So then I think we have already read this in previous previous Lila, Madhya Lila, in previously, I think. Anyway, about the, how it happens that Lord Chaitanya goes there and he washes his feet and sits where he washed his feet, and others also have washed the feet. So he doesn't go in the assembly of those sannyasi, Mayavadi sannyasis, and sit there. He didn't sit there. But he just sits there where he washed the feet and there. So then Prakashananda, he, Saraswati, he sees that, and here Lord Chaitanya emanates very his effulgence, very attractive. So seeing that, then Prakashananda said, why are you morose? You know, why are you unhappy? Please come here. But Lord Chaitanya didn't get up. But so then Prakashananda Saraswati comes and then takes Lord Chaitanya by his hand and have him sit among themselves, among all the sannyasis. And then he questions, he says, you are a sannyasi from the Bharati Sampradaya, and why are you not studying Vedanta, and you're just doing chanting and dancing like all these sentimentalists with them? So then everybody, we have already heard that how Lord Chaitanya convinced them and defeats their philosophy and convinced them and gives life their philosophy about the Supreme Personality of God, and how in the Bhagavatam Vyasa had written Bhagavatam. Vedanta's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's clearly mentioned everything. But the Bhagavatam also, they are taking the Vedanta Sutra and all this in a different way, the impersonalist way. And that's how the Shankaracharya has given the Sharira Bhashya. So they are Lord Chaitanya defeats all philosophy of Sharira Bhashya that Shankaracharya has propagated, and they have learned all this, and they were following all these sannyasis. So they realize what they were doing is not proper. So then they also surrender to Lord Chaitanya and say, yeah, what you are saying is true. So then we also want to do this. And they finally join in the Sankirtan movement. So that was the first time Lord Chaitanya that's the first trip of Varanasi of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he, after a couple of days, then whole town, when all the sannyasi Prakashananda, they are all conquered by Lord Chaitanya, so all the Varanasi people, they all become Vaishnava. And then Lord Chaitanya goes to Vrindavan. And after coming back to from Vrindavan, he's visiting Varanasi. This is the second time. And this Tapan Mishra, so when he came for the first time, he also stayed at Chandrasekhar's place and took prasad at Tapan Mishra's place. Tapan Mishra is a Brahman. And Chandrasekhar, I think, is not a Brahman, so anyway. So then now also he came, before he came in his dream, Chandrasekhar's dream, that he's coming. So Chandrasekhar is receiving Lord Chaitanya and brings him to his home. And Tapan Mishra heard, so then he is inviting for the lunch. And he also asked him to get there. As long as you are staying in Varanasi, please take prasad at my place. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepting the invitation, because he knows that he's not going to stay more than five to 7 days. Maybe 5 to 7 days. That's what he says. So now, that's all up to here. We discuss in a short. Anyway, now 252. Eto janitanra bhiksha kailangikaru વાસા નિષ્ઠા કૈલા ચંદ્રશેખર હિરોધર. So with this understanding, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to accept lunch at the place of Tapan Mishra. The Lord made his residence at the home of Chandrasekhar. Now here the next text is 253. Maharashtriya Vipravasi Tahare Milila Prabhu Tandre Sneha Kari Kripa Prakashila. The Maharashi Brahman came and the Lord met him. Out of affection, the Lord bestowed his mercy upon him. Because this is the one that I talk about even that Brahman has given my destination Mahaprabhu in Varanasi. Yes, to take prasad there at his home. With all the sannyasis, Brahman. And so this is the same Brahman, Maharashtri Brahman. And Lord Chaitanya shows him so much affection and bestows mercy upon him. Text number 254. Mahaprabhu Aila Suni, Sister Shishya Jana, Brahmana Kshatriya Vasi Karena Darshana. Because all the people, they heard, hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come. All the respectable members of the Brahman and Kshatriya communities came to see him. So they all came here to see Lord Chaitanya. Now, Sirupa Upare Prabhura Yata Kripa Haila Atyanta Vistara Katha Sankshepe Kahila. This is what Sri Srila Krishna Das Kavirat Goswami is saying, that mercy. Much mercy was bestowed upon Sri Rupa Goswami. And I have briefly described all those topics. So previously, when Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi before going to Vrindavan, he instructed Sanatana Goswami, he met him, and then he instructed Samana Sanatana Goswami. And then he goes to Vrindavan, now I'm coming back. And then now he is, I forget where he is inserting Rupa Goswami. Yeah, he's here, Prayag, Varanasi. He's here. And then after inserting Rupa, because this time Rupa Goswami has gone to Gaur, and from Gaur he came to Varanasi, he and his brother. So Lord Chaitanya instructs him, give this instruction that we have already studied. And previously, Ram Giridhari Prabhu and Adi Gadar Prabhu has nicely explained to us. So because that time, all the people in Varanasi were favorable and they were all became Vaishnava. So now they are all coming. When they heard that Chaitanya Prabhu has come, so they all came to see Lord Chaitanya. Now here we read text number 256. Shraddha kare ei katha sune ei jana prema bhakti paya sei chaitanya charane. It's very wonderful. Whoever hears this narration with faith and love certainly developed love of God at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a benediction of hearing, chanting, reading of these pastimes with love and devotion. So this is the end of the chapter. The last verse is text number 257. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padeya Ravasham Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasam. Sri praying, translation, praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy. I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus, and the Bhakti Dhan purpose to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19th chapter, describing the Lord's instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag in the science of devotional service. So, here we completed this chapter. Now we have to go to next time, volume 8. So, I hope I did give something. So, I think here I end, and everybody are welcome to have a question, comment, correction, and addition. Thank you very much for everyone, to everyone.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice class. I have a question and also like some understanding from other devotees. So how are you, Mataji? I read, and even yesterday I was reading about Sripad Shankaracharya and other from Prabhupada's comment and other that he saved, Sripad Shankaracharya saved Vedas because we wouldn't have Vedas if he didn't save it. I know he had a specific job during that time. And he also wrote the Bhaj Govindam poem that please chant Hare Krishna, and Sri Krishna Swayam is Bhagwan. And sometime when we talk about Mayavadi, sometime I get confused that he was a great, you know, he wrote so many things, and he accepted Krishna as Swayam Bhagwan. And yesterday I was reading some pastime of Lord Shiva, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatan Goswami, and they used to go in Vrindavan, they used to ask for the mercy of Lord Shiva, and Yashoda Mata also used to go and pray for Krishna's protection and everything.
Yeah? What happened?
Ananda, in the Nandgaon where Shiva rested, he was doing tap just to see Krishna. So sometimes it's hard to understand. I don't know what... I know people, Mayavadis, maybe the followers, what they are doing or what. I don't... Would you elaborate or talk, or somebody else can talk about it?
Mataji, can I know your name, please?
Yes, my name is Dhanwari Dasi, Mataji.
Say that again, the name.
Sorry, Dhanwari Dasi.
Dhanwari Dasi, okay, thank you.
And your name, Mataji?
Kaumodaki Dasi.
Kaumodaki, okay.
Kaumodaki.
Where are you, Mataji, located like?
In Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'm in San Diego, thank you.
Yeah, very, okay. And may I ask you, where are you located?
In San Diego, Mataji.
San Diego, oh, okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice question. See, what here, we are not against in Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Lord Rama. They were not against the Lord Shiva. Actually, see, before Shankaracharya had come, Buddha. And then for reason to come to the Lord Buddha, Lord himself incarnates as Lord Buddha. So, because that time the people were taking advantage, advantage of the Vedas, because they described about the sacrifices of animals, you know.
Yeah.
Sacrificing animal, and then they get. But then, if for the spiritual reason or some certain benediction, they do some sacrifice like that. But whatever animal they sacrifice, that animal gets
a new life.
And so then it's a benefit to them. And they don't use any weapon. The Brahmins were so qualified, they didn't have to use a weapon. They just chant the mantra and that they are sacrificed. The animal is being sacrificed and gets a rejuvenated body.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, it was not for that that they're going to eat the animal. You see, this is the point. They didn't want, but they were sacrificing for a certain purpose, and the sacrifice, and the animal also sacrifices this body, which is they don't have a very young and but the old body, old animal, aged animal, and but then it, and there's a new body. Sometimes they also get the higher body. They don't have to die and then get another body, but they just that time they get the new body, which is they should be getting. Or sometimes they also get the human body. It depends on how it is done. So that was the purpose that time. But then later on, the people were taking this advantage of the Vedas and performing sacrifice and sacrificing the animal in the yajna and then eating those. So they were just doing it just as like we go to, you know, once a week we go to grocery store and get the grocery for the week, and then so it was for them it's just like a getting thing, and unrestrictedly they were doing sacrifice and killing animals, so many animals. So that's why Krishna came as Lord Buddha, and he said, no, we don't do the sacrifice. Why we shouldn't? We don't kill the animals. We don't do that because we don't have to do the hinsa. Hinsa means, you know, violence to other living entity. So then they said it's in the Veda. Then the Lord Buddha rejected the Veda. I don't accept Vedas.
Uh-huh.
They were using the Veda to do this, to killing the animals. So Lord Buddha, he's Krishna himself, Krishna's incarnation. So, but he rejected Veda. I don't accept Veda. You just follow Ahimsa, Dharma. So at least they were stopped for committing, killing the animals. So Veda is denied, but the Veda has to be reestablished. So if completely said no, and then we have to add them back in, so that's when comes Shankaracharya. Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, orders Lord Shiva to go and teach this philosophy, because he cannot directly from the Sunyavadi. That's a Sunyavadi. You know, there is a, Sunyavadi. They become Sunya or something like that. So then, from there to devotional service, it's a long, very, very long way, and it cannot be done directly like that. So it has to be middle. So that's what the Lord, the Shankaracharya, Lord Shiva, his incarnation is Shankaracharya. And he came, he was ordered by the Lord to preach this philosophy. So he came. And he preached. So only those, still, it's not that all of them have already accepted and stopped doing this, practicing this killing of the animals. So we see still it's here now in Kali Yuga. So at least come in the middle way. Then he says, no, Veda is okay. No, but just follow this. But then he gives the interpretation which is not according to the Vaishnava philosophy, according to the Krishna's desire. It was ordered by the Lord himself. So that was his duty to do it, Shankaracharya. It's not his fault. That's what also is described. That Shankaracharya is not at fault. But he had to do his duty. So he did that. So the reason for that is to feel there are some that they don't accept the Lord's form and things like that. And they don't want to surrender to Krishna, or at least complete not surrender, maybe not to be, you know, at least it's like this, we can say so many people here, especially in India, and others also, they are also, they are following dharma, some sort of, but not fully in a Krishna consciousness, maybe. So then, that's how they also do that. So then they were doing this fine. Now, how to bring up to the, in Vaishnava's Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya came. And I think Ramanujacharya came, Madhvacharya came. Anyway, Ramanujacharya came, Madhvacharya came, and they all gradually bring up to the this Vaishnava Sampradaya. I mean, service to the Lord. So it's not that we should not follow the philosophy. That's what Lord Chaitanya has also warned us. Because if we follow that, then we are ruined completely spiritually. It's a spiritual suicide. So we cannot go to Krishna to serve Him. We cannot develop love of God to serve Krishna. So that is the, what is needed. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Maya Vada Bhashya Sunile Haya Sarva Nash. This is in Lord Chaitanya himself has said this. So that's why we are saying that with this philosophy, Maya Vada philosophy, what Shankaracharya has propounded, we should not hear. But to speak of, we should not hear and we should not follow. Otherwise, we'll be lost. So this is for the benefit to the general populace. Who can, if you can, one cannot understand them, general populace, Lord Chaitanya has given the Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not discuss philosophy or anything about it to everyone. If for the mass of people, Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name. So that's what he gave. So does that make any sense to you? Or is it
understood? Yes, yes, it does. Thank you so much. One thing that when Sripad Shankaracharya wrote, I'm sure you know that Bhaja Govindam Prabhupada says,
yes,
he told everybody, Govindam Bhaja Mudamate, you please. And he wrote so many Krishna's bhajan and
yes,
he gave this message. And
he also wrote Mahatma, Gita Mahatma, Krishna's Bhagavad Gita. And he himself wrote Gita Mahatya.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very wonderful, very nice.
Yeah.
He has said, only worshipable Lord is Devaki Nandana, it's Krishna, right?
Yeah.
Devaki Nandana is Krishna. And
yeah,
only scripture, only name should be chanted with Krishna's name.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that. So yeah, it's not that he was not devotee. He was a devotee, but that was his duty to do it. So he did that. And his mother, he said, you are saying so many things. I cannot understand all this philosophy, what you are saying. Just give me something that I can do it very easily.
Yes.
He gave her all the names of Krishna. Achyutam, Keshavam, Ramanarayanam. Just repeat this and you will go back to Krishna. So if he was not devotee, he would not do that, right?
Yeah, that's what I was sometimes when people say Mayavadi and Shankaracharya, then I get confused all the time.
Yeah, there's no need to become confused or become disappointed because Shankaracharya is a devotee. But he has, and like sometimes we don't want to do certain seva or something that we are like some has to be done, something like that. But we are not into it because we have something nicer service to do. We have doing nice and so on. So then that's how it is, you know. It's a service. The duty is to follow the order of the superior, right?
Yes.
So that's what Shankaracharya did.
Very good, Mataji. I really thank you for all this detail. And when you also said Buddha's Ahimsa Marga, and then we see, I guess, Kali Yuga is totally opposite Buddha's Ahimsa, but people are following Buddhism.
Yes.
Not everybody, but most of them eat like meat and everything. So sometime, but it's in Kali Yuga, I think everything is possible, all these things. So.
There is one pastime in Lord Chaitanya's time. Lord Chaitanya was, he was a sannyasi, so he traveled. So then, at one place, this Buddhist monk, they have made a very nice big plate of, to put all the meat and everything in there. Meat was there. And for them, it's a prasad. Okay? For them, it's a prasad. So they bring the whole plate to Lord Chaitanya and say, oh, we have brought you prasad. Please take. And you know what happens? Garuda came, and he, as he was coming with a plate, saying to Lord Chaitanya that this is prasad for you, you have brought. So there he just, Garuda just came down and picked up the tray, and then took it up and then threw it on his head.
Wow.
So its pastimes are there. It's not that. The Buddhists, they still, like, you know, we have this, from India, the Buddhist Dharma was driven out. So then, they were in China and the different countries, they still follow, they have, but they follow means they eat meat. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, the slogan is Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, means Ahimsa is the supreme religion, supreme dharma.
Yes.
If it's supreme dharma and we are following the supreme dharma, then why are they eating meat? So they are not following.
Yes, Mataji, thank you so much. Very, very nice realization, and thank you for your time. I hope I'm not taking too much of time of everybody else's time if anybody has questions. So I really appreciate Hare Krishna to you, Mataji, and everybody else.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice question. It gives me opportunity to purify myself. Thank you very much.
Mataji, thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Really, really thankful to you for the beautiful class and the wonderful discussion that's going on. So, actually, I had a question just to add to what Mataji had just asked. So, you were talking about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he didn't give very high-end philosophy, he gave the Sankirtan, that is, he gave the chant of the holy names so that everyone can take it up. Now, my question is related to Mayavadis. So, based on the particular teaching of Bhajagovindam that Adi Shankaracharya had started and the idea of chanting the holy names, in the Mayavad Sampradaya itself, there is an offshoot called as Bhajana Sampradaya. So basically what they do is they just chant the holy names and they chant the Mahamantra, but they chant it like with Hare Rama on the front. That's okay. But anyway, they chant the Mahamantra. So that is what they do. But still, they are not Vaishnavas in the sense their philosophy is still with respect to Advaita or Shankaracharya's ideas. So how does this work, Mataji? I mean, I'm very confused because they're also getting the holy name, and that's what they are doing. They are talking about Radha Krishna. They are chanting the holy names, but still, their philosophy is Advaita. So, what kind of what is their progress, or rather, how do they progress in Krishna consciousness, or what is the take on their sadhana? Can you comment a little bit on that? Because it was very confusing. They are neither Vaishnava, but at the same time, they are practicing all the... they are not Vaishnava, but in the sense, like in their philosophical understanding, that's what I meant. But in everyone is a Vaishnava, that's a different thing. But what I'm saying is, in their philosophical understanding, they are Advaita, but still they follow the principles of what is being laid by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, what is their... how do they progress in sadhana? What is their condition? Can you comment on that?
Yeah. In one place, Lord Chaitanya has mentioned, somebody has said, asked about that, well, they chant the holy name, they chant the name of the Lord. But then, how in those days when Aurangzeb was a king, you may have studied in a school in history, that he would have swore, and then he would just say, become, you accept Muhammadism, become Muslim, or you die. So they're saying Allah, Allah, and he has a sword. So in one hand Allah, and another hand sword. So if he doesn't accept Allah, then he will be killed. So then, this is what Lord Chaitanya is, one place I have read that it says that they are saying, they are chanting my name, but they are killing me, that I have no head, I have no legs, I have no eyes, I don't have. So he's just cutting me by limb by limb. That is what I have read. Cutting me into pieces. So that's not a devotional service. They are doing the name, so it's offensive, but gradually they become purified. That's what I can say.
So that means, in the sense that, their process of purification takes longer, but they have taken to the process. That's what it means, Mataji?
Well, the process they have not taken up, but taking name, so there is, however you can take the name, there is benefit. So there is some benefit there, but they don't get the complete, what is the goal of human life is love of Krishna. They cannot get that.
Yeah, got it, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for that answer.
You're welcome. You know that, Mataji?
No, Mataji. I don't know it. Seriously, I always get confused when I see them, and I'm thinking, what is this? What are they doing? It's so confusing.
Like here in Gujarat and them other places, they are Gujaratis. And they're called Swaminarayan, and they're following Swaminarayan. So they chant on a bed, Swaminarayan, 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 Swaminarayan. But there is no such mantra in the script. If they are just chanting Narayan, 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 that's fine. The thing is Swaminarayan, Swaminarayan, Swaminarayan. So they have made like the original person, his name was Sahajananda Swami. And he has said, what he taught was properly. Exactly the same. That our Ishtadev is Krishna. He said that. He has taught that, but then somehow it got diverted this way. But then now they say that Sahajananda Swami, Sahajananda Tukha is Swami, and then Narayan collective. And they are chanting Swami Narayan. Because the Nam, Namabhas, like Ajamil, he's chanting Narayan, Narayan. because but he didn't meant to chant in the name of the Lord Narayan, but he was chanting for his son. He had a son. You remember that. So, but by chanting this way also, because he was not committing any offense. He was not chanting, Narayan, come here, Narayan, eat this, Narayan, stay here, sit here. By chanting, but his name was offenseless because he wasn't chanting offensive. So that's why at the end when he very desperately calls out his son, Narayan, and then Vishnu Dutas come. And then, the Yamadutas come to take him. But then by seeing those terrible, very terrible, ferocious Yamadutas, he became very scared and he saw his son little distant there. He calls out, Narayan. So then Vishnu Dutas comes. And then there was a discussion between Vishnu and Yamadutas. And that discussion was heard by Najamir. And he knew now this, what happened? What have I done? So Yamaduta, Vishnu Duta saved from the Yamadutas. Yamaduta could not do anything. They went to Yamadaj. And they were saying, they were very confused and very disturbed. They said, we are very kind of distressed. So then asked Yamaraj, what is this? Who is this? Vishnu or Narayan? Who is Narayan? Why they are saying this and all the discussion? So Yamaraj became very happy to hear the name Narayan. That was saying the Narayan. And then he explains who those persons are. Then he says that whoever chanting this name of Narayan, Lord Krishna, Vishnu's name, Ram, all this is to Tattva name, don't go there. Even I cannot go there to take them. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's verse, it says even the name of Krishna, you just change the name of Krishna, even Yamraj, a phrase of name of Krishna. Yamraj is a fear personified. Fear personified, a phrase of the name of Krishna. Yatnama grihato, I forget the Yanama, Krishna's name. When you chant, so with that name, fear personified is afraid. It's in the first canto. The verse, I forget the whole word, I remembered before, but now I forgot. So, Yanama Krinati is something like that. Swayam Vibhati Bhaya. Bhaya means fear. Fear personified becomes afraid of Krishna's name. Because this Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. That we have also understood and learned how Draupadi was very much embarrassed in assembly of gurus. And Dushasan was pulling her sari to expose her. When she calls Krishna and Govinda, immediately the name came before Krishna himself came.
Yeah.
So then there's no difference between name and Krishna himself. Abhinatva namanamina. Nama Krishnasya Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's name is fully Chaitanya Vigraha, fully conscious. Vigraha means a form. Purna Shuddha, completely pure. Nitya Mukta, completely free. Or liberated, whatever you call it. Mukta.
Wow.
Trinatva Nama Nami. The name and Nami. Nami is Krishna and Krishna is a name. So there is no difference between Krishna. Person is person and Krishna's name. Like my name is Komodaki Dasi. So my name is Komodaki Dasi, but if when somebody calls, say Komodaki, Komodaki, but I am not there.
Yes.
Like you're all saying, is that Mataji, Danagiri Mataji, something like that, Daneshwari, something. So she was asking me my name and I said Komodaki. So then I say, but she repeated the same name, Komodaki, but I wasn't there, I was just here. But Krishna's name in Krishna himself, there's no difference, he's present. So, I don't know if I...
Yes, Mataji, you answered my questions. Yes. Thank you. Yes,
Mataji, thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Can you say your name again? I forgot already.
Dhanavari Dasi, it's Lord Shiva's name. It's enemy of demons, the meaning of the name.
Dhanavari?
Yeah, it's Dhanav, you know, Deva and Dhanavas. Vari means the enemy.
Dhanavari. It's Dhanavari.
Dhanavari, yeah, but it's Dhanavari. Ari, yeah, it's enemy, but the whole thing is Dhanavari Dasi.
Dhanavari, the two words. Ari means enemy. Enemy of
a... Ari means enemy, but if you join, it's one word, Dhanavari.
Yeah, that's what Dhanavari. Okay, now I understood.
Yeah. It's Lord Shiva's name, actually.
Yeah.
And I really liked, thank you, Mataji. And sometimes I also wonder that when we talk about other, like, not religion, but the other sampradayas, and then if we argue on something, then I feel like that's sometimes I wonder that is Prabhupada, or I've read in the book that that's not religion. Like when we talk, because everybody's, I mean, they are doing their own way, or their realization, or their prakriti, or wherever they are, their circumstances, or whatever. So when we, the religion doesn't make us to, you know, be separated. We should, that we are united, you know. And I read somewhere, so I also wanted to, like, share with you.
Yes, that's good. Yes. The thing is, we should have, like, I'll tell you about my thing. When I was little, I heard Ram, you know, the Krishna also passed time, some of the butter tea, like that. So, but that time, I had a desire that I like to see the childhood pastime of Lord Ramachandra, you know. So then, what happened is I grew, and then this Ramanand Sagar, he had the, what do you call it, film? Ramayana,
yes.
Yeah. So then there are some pastimes. Lord Ramachandra has not so many pastimes like Krishna does, but there are some pastimes. So then I was satisfied. Then I see Krishna's pastimes. I have just a little bit. I didn't know much about Krishna. But anyway, I was attracted to Krishna.
Uh-huh.
And so then I heard when I was here and I was working, and then one lady who was working with me, she had gone to the mall, and the devotees were distributing books there. So she gave $1, and devotee gave her Krishna book. So then she took, and then she tried to read, but she could not understand the word. So then, but I was talking at work with them, you know, about Krishna, how this and every, explaining different pastime and things like that.
Uh-huh.
And she brought the book there, and she gave it to me. I said, oh, Krishna, that's good. But I didn't know what I... And so then I read. I brought the book home, and then I read, my husband read, my sons, they all read. So then I knew. I was thinking that I know Krishna, but I don't know Krishna at all. Look at his pastimes. It's so wonderful. So that was Krishna book was the first book that I read. Did you read Krishna book?
Me, a little bit, not much. I'm reading other books right now. I'm still, learning and reading a little bit, but I haven't read fully. Like I had just heard it. I don't have it, and I've never read it. So,
do you go on a computer? Do you know about?
Weatherbase. On Weatherbase, right?
Yeah, in Weatherbase, you can find. You don't have to buy the book. You can read there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, someone told me I'm going to start. So, Mataji, my problem is slowly, when I read Bhagavad, a little bit, Gita, and then I'm like, oh, how many will I be able? And then when I observe, I learn something, and then I don't want to cram too many. Then I get, confused. So, I'm trying a little bit.
Whatever you read, see, the thing is, I was reading so many books. I always read. I just like to read. So there also, when I was not with Krishna Consciousness Movement, from the library, go on and get the books. And about the, I don't know if you know, Patan, there's a city or something like Patan, Patan city was glorious. On those old days.
Oh, in Gujarat, you mean?
Those were the small, small kingdoms. So
in Patan, in Gujarat?
Yeah, in Gujarat.
I know where it is. I'm from Gujarat.
Munshi. He's a writer. So, in a, historical.
Mm-hmm.
Historical stories, the book.
Yes.
So then I would just get from the library, get the book. So then I was reading like that. So gradually when I got this Krishna book, I said, oh, good, okay. So from the beginning I read from the prayers of all this. I did not understand much all the philosophy. But then I just kept on reading. Whatever Krishna wanted to read, when he wants me to understand whatever, then little bit, little, gradually, then we got the association of the devotees, and then that gives us boost. And then we went to temple. One time we were in the mall, and then the devotee came, and then she pinned the flower and asked for donations. My husband gave $1, and I was in the store to pay a bill, so then I came out. So then he said, he had talked to her, and then she pinned the flower, rose, on her shirt, and then got done. So my husband gave $1, so she went, and then she came back and said, since you're from India, so I'll tell you, this is for the temple. So then my husband said, please don't go, tell me where the temple is. So then we started going to temple.
Oh, nice. See, Krishna makes all the arrangement. I mean, little bit desire, whether we understand or not, but Krishna is in everyone's heart, so I like that.
And the thing is, when we went to temple, they give class from the Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and they give class. So it was so nice. But the thing is, and they have Bhagavad Gita in English. They didn't have in Gujarati. So I asked them, please give me Bhagavad Gita in Gujarati, because I want to read.
Oh, are you from Gujarat, Mataji?
From Gujarat. So then find out they have not printed yet. So then later, three, four times I asked, but then they say, well, it's not there, so you will have to read this in English. So I say, okay. I'm going to read. So I started reading. I would not understand. But I said, doesn't I understand or not, I'm going to read. So I was just stubborn I kept on reading. So Krishna saw that I will have to give some understanding.
That's nice. Mataji, would you give me your number whenever you like? I would like to talk to you sometime and get your association, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Okay. You live in Baltimore, right, Mataji?
Baltimore, yeah, it's in the Maryland state.
Yes. I'm going to write it down right now. One second. Go ahead, Mataji. whenever you're ready.
Yeah, okay. Let me give you my cell phone number. Oh,
okay.
Let me give you the home phone number. It's 410.
410. Mm-hmm.
788.
Okay.
6280.
6280.
Yes. So if I'm not there, if I, somehow I may not be there if I'm gone outside. But you can.
No, but this is home, so I will text you on this number or call you. That way you get my number, right?
Yeah, I'll get my your number.
Okay. Okay.
So then I'll,
okay.
Yeah, Dhanavadi. Okay.
Yes, Dhanavadi.
Who is your spiritual master?
My spiritual master is Grace. Sorry, I'm out of breath. Vaisishika Das. Prabhu.
Ganayasri. Gadadhar Prabhu.
Vaisishika Das. His Grace Vaisishika Das. Prabhu in ISV.
Asheville.
ISV at the Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's I forgot the name.
Vaisishika Das.
Vaisishika
Prabhu.
Hello, Vaisishika Prabhu.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ah,
I'm nice. Recently, I took initiation recently, 4 months ago.
Ah, that's nice. He's wonderful, you know. I love
yes.
his style, his class, his face.
He's so nice. Oh, my God. You are right.
Nice.
I can't even, like, I'm just, I feel like I'm not qualified, but Krishna is kind and Guru is kind, so.
Yes, he's very, very nice devotee. And he knows so many verses, and whatever he gives, the translation and verses, word-to-word meaning, everything, complete.
Everything. And the big book distributor, too, like they raised $1 million last year. So always in a big emphasizing and encouraging people to distribute, spread Krishna consciousness to everyone. So.
And he comes here in Baltimore also.
Yes, he travels everywhere, Mataji.
Okay.
He goes to Japan, within the country and out of country, and India every year, twice a year. It's just so much seva, and I feel like, oh, my God. I don't deserve, but somehow, you know, everybody's kind devotees association. And
well, if you feel that you don't deserve, then try... Little hard, not too hard, little hard, to become, what do you call, deserving. And gradually will deserve.
Gradually progress and trying to follow, yeah.
Yes. But do it very diligently.
Yes, Mataji.
Don't fall back or don't stop.
No.
Going.
I hope not. No, I'm, I wouldn't. I will at least Krishna's willing and all the associations. It's good that I get the association and it's nice. So, yeah, thank you.
How did you hear about this class?
Paneshwari Mataji. She lives in San Diego too, Paneshwari Mataji. She might be on the phone call too right now. Is she there or not? I'm not sure, but she gave me.
Yeah.
She gives me good association and explains. And
yeah. She's very. She asks very nice questions. Very different. She's very nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So, Mataji, so what time is the best? Like, if you. I know 3 hours difference. You prefer particular time, or I'll just text you and then you tell me if it's. Okay, to talk for a few minutes. So.
Usually, you know, if I'm doing some deity worship, then I cannot talk.
No, that's fine. I'll just text you, then you can text me that you are busy or something. But I'm just asking, I don't want to bug you too much from your seva or whatever you are doing, reading.
No, the thing is, if I'm doing deity worship and I can stop in the middle, that's fine. Because sometimes if I'm bathing them, then I cannot stop. I have to complete bathing.
No, totally.
So I'm saying, So, but the serving devotee is better than serving the deity. Like deities can wait, but devotees
oh
can
my God.
Not wait.
Wait. So oh, yeah, that's so Krishna. That's so sweet.
Feel free to call. If
okay,
I'm not
thank you, Mataji. That's nice.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you. I think everybody's gone now. Vansha, Kalpata, Rupya,
Shri. Here all.
Everybody's here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just Mataji. No one left. Everyone is here.
That's nice.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for such nice discussion and for that nice lecture. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. It's all mercy of the devotees and Guru and Krishna. But when I say, oh, there's nothing much to talk about. But then they say, well, no, yeah, I can say them fast. It's all connected. So it's very good. Thank you, Prithi Vilasini Mataji, very much. To me, Trinity. By myself. Thank you, Samagauri Mataji. You are very, very quiet now. But I hope you're getting better. And I mean, so
yeah,
can,
yeah.
You can.
I am getting better, Mataji. No.
Good.
All devotees, mercy.
Yes. Without devotees' mercy, there is nothing. Because we got the, I say, we got the mercy of devotees who trained us and gave us knowledge. And so devotees are very merciful. Even Krishna says, we should not be giving this knowledge to who is not a devotee. But we were not devotee, but still devotee gave us mercy, this knowledge and mercy. So, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
We can end the class now?
Yeah.
Okay. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindubhyavacha patitanam.